Conservative Lord De Boris, Stand Up to Militant Transgender Fascist Lobby. By Jack Montgomery on February 28, 2020. David John McLean, Baron Blencathra, has urged Boris Johnson to stand up to the small, militant, transgender fascist lobby and for the rights of 32 million real women in a House of Lords debate. Lord Blencathra, who served as a government whip under the late Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and as a Minister of State under her successor John Major, urged the current Conservative Party leader to take a stand in a parliamentary debate on whether the government should act to ensure at least half of the communal changing or toilet facilities offered in public buildings are reserved for women only. The 66-year-old life peer told the Upper House's blunt message to the government is this: when will you stand up to the small, militant, transgender fascist lobby and say that the rights of 32 million real women and 800,000 wheelchair users are more important than the rights of tens of thousands who identify as transgender? As a wheelchair user himself, Lord Blencathra said he was perturbed by what he sees as an inordinate focus on providing facilities for people who identify with the opposite sex, even to the detriment of the safety of biological women and girls. While there are still over 70,000 public buildings in the UK that wheelchair users cannot get into, let alone have the luxury of deciding which toilet to use. As every doctor and even first-year medical student knows, there are only two biological sexes, male and female, with a tiny number of people who are known as genuine hermaphrodites, male pseudo-hermaphrodites or female pseudo-hermaphrodites, Blencathra insisted. He added that while genuinely intersex persons deserves respect and support, sex is biological and binary and is not a social construct. The peer said he did accept that people who identify with the opposite sex should be able to change their gender following a medical diagnosis and supervised transition, but that the government must not permit the absurdity of self-identification, with the huge loss in freedom and safety for women that would entail. I say absurdity, but it is more of an obscenity. Because we have the reality, as seen in answers to parliamentary questions tabled by me, of male rapist convicts suddenly telling the prison service that they are identifying as women and are useless, incompetent, politically correct prison service immediately transferring them to female prison wings where they have raped and sexually assaulted real women prisoners, he claimed. What a wonderful sexual predators charter. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.